This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Samsung. Unfold the all-new Galaxy Z Fold 4 and expand your world. With Flex Mode, it stands on its own, so you're hands-free to get more done during calls. And with multi-window view, you can use up to three apps at the same time. Plus, the edge-to-edge screen allows you to fully immerse yourself in your favorite games and shows. Visit Samsung.com to learn more about Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, first game, Michigan, number 4 in the country, their first road test of the year. They are minus 10.5 at Iowa, where dreams go to die.
Big noon Fox kickoff.
Yes.
And people, when I tell you Jim put a novel on the show sheet, you can't do the novel, but you can do the novella.
Oh.
This is the Costa novella about Michigan and Iowa. Take it.
I wrote, Iowa or pass, it just comes down to I have guts or not. And Mike, I'm happy to report, guts intact. Let's go.
You're absolutely
insane. Iowa is the play here. You got a young quarterback in his first road game ever. Big knock on J.J. McCarthy, mistake prone. Last week, he had two fumbles and a near red zone pick. Iowa's defense, it's much chronicled. They score points. They score 10 points a game on the season. They only give up 5 points per game. That's the type of challenge that J.J. is going to walk into. And here's the stat on Iowa. 5-1 straight up in their last 6 home games against AP top 5 foes. 6-0 against the spread. And again, we're betting the spread. We're getting 10.5 points for Iowa at home. 40% of the bets on Iowa, but 68% of the money.
Here's the problem. And again, everything you say is right. I'm not arguing with it. What gives me pause is two things. A, watching Iowa, and I've watched 2 of their games in their entirety. Their offense isn't just bad. I don't want to gloss over that. For people who haven't watched this, when I tell you it's the worst offense in America, it's the worst offense in America. They needed 2 defensive touchdowns to beat Rutgers. You know, what they're doing here is so... Like, last year's Iowa team, I didn't like the offense. But it wasn't this.
Mm-hmm.
This is not complementary football. This is the defense. You're dependent on not only stops, you're dependent on the defense scoring. You're right with J.J. McCarthy. You know, made that real debut against a non-high school last week. A lot of checkdowns. Really weird in the RPO game where opportunities 2 or 3 times, DN crashes down, JJ could pull it and go, didn't. And then the deep shots, we keep hearing about, hey, this kid's got an electric arm. He overcooked everything. I think there were 4 deep shots. He went 0 for 4. Kinnick's not easy.
It's unforgiving.
It is. I just, Jim, I'm rooting for you. Believe me, as a guy who does not like U of M, I'm very honest about it. I'm hoping Iowa plays well. I'm hoping I'm not wasting my time. But I cannot. I just can't. With an Iowa team, when I say this, I'm not kidding you.
No, I know.
When I tell you I don't know if they'll score a single point against Michigan, that's where I get super hesitant.
I'm betting on Iowa's defense / special teams, which are also really good, to score points, like flat out. Like I need a defensive touchdown or a short field and a gimme red zone rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
For this to go home. And I know that sounds like a difficult, risky way to play.
It is.
But Iowa does this. How about this stat? Phil Parker, he's their DC, and he needs to get out of Iowa and go be a head coach because his defense consistently...
Does he want to come to East Lansing?
Exactly. They have forced more interceptions than touchdowns allowed 6 of the last 7 years. Do you understand
stat.
That stat? That means like they give up 12 passing touchdowns all year and pick off 25 passes. That was last year. And Riley Moss is back, and this DeGene guy is making plays. He leads them in interceptions. If J.J. McCarthy gets fast and loose with the ball or does take off and run, which he didn't do enough of last week, he fumbled twice in that game against Maryland.
He holds the ball like a loaf of bread. I get it.
And I know you're going to tell me if this game is at night, you would feel better about taking Iowa. I gave you that stat about upsets. The majority of those games were not at night. The majority of those games were 3:30 kickoffs. Yes, so
it's good work by you.
So this is not one of those where you can sit here and go, Jim, I would play it, but it's not at night. No, if you feel strongly about it, play the game.
Evan, I don't like his tone. That felt very insulting, I have to tell you.
Well, I knew what you were going to do. You're going to go, oh, if it's at night. I've heard it all week.
Actually,
if it was at night, I'd play
actually,
it.
I was going to help your point, but if you want to be a prick about it. So here's the deal. I think it is interesting, you know, with Michigan, the hidden storyline last week was Maryland was having success running the ball. Everyone thinks Maryland and Baby Tua and Rock Jarrett and Demas, but they were running it. Michigan is very soft up front. Now, one thing Iowa won't stop doing is running it. Now, they don't do it with any great degree of efficiency.
No.
However, would it be beyond the beyond to say they average 3.5 yards a carry?
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love
and
that.
And they go on 9-minute drive. It's possible.
Again.
Look, if I had to play it, you put a gun to my head, I'd be with you on it. There are games I like better. You're playing Iowa plus 10.5?
Yes.
Okay, go Hawkeyes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.